This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're tuned into Enterprise Biz Bytes with me, Christine Wong, and
Frida Liu.
And today we're talking about vertical farming and how it actually may be our solution to sustainable food production. And if you want to get in touch with us about that topic, you can reach us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899 or on Twitter at BFM Radio. We have a guest on the line to shed some light on the world of vertical farming. We have Matt Van Leeuwen, who is the Chief Innovation Officer of Sunway Group and Director of Sunway X Farms. Thanks, Matt, for staying on the line with us. First of all, just to give some context to all of this, what is the genesis of Sunway X Farms in the first place?
So first of all, thanks for having me on the show. And I absolutely love that question. So although we had no company incorporated yet, the concept for Sunway X Farms was created more than 2 years ago, right at the beginning of the pandemic. And I remember how we crafted our first plan on the back of market shifts that we were seeing at that time. The first one was in 2018 through Sunway iLabs, when we built a makerspace in Sunway University to give students a space to turn their ideas into real prototypes. And to our surprise, we started to see quite a number of students tinkering with IoT technologies to build agricultural solutions. And then one day, I was invited as a judge for this young digital talent program by MDEC. And literally, I saw tens of nifty innovations from student groups trying to solve problems related to food and agri. And you know, this was at a time when people were saying that agriculture had no hope as the next generation was not interested in the sector. But clearly, these young talents were interested in tech. What they were lacking, though, was a real testbed to validate their ideas and to take them to the markets. Now, the second driver that we saw was at the same time when we were having some brainstorming sessions with our property division in Sunway on how we could turn underutilized and idle spaces like car parks, rooftops, and indoor areas into productive spaces that could engage the community and build more sustainable living environments. And finally, and this was, you know, the beginning of 2020, when the pandemic, you know, with all its lockdowns, showed us that food supply chains were extremely fragile and they needed innovation to address deeply rooted farm-to-fork inefficiencies. Taking into account these market shifts that we were seeing, we started off as an urban farm innovation hub that brought together students, researchers, entrepreneurs, and industry leaders to address food security. That was our big thesis. And, you know, we wanted to align this as much as possible with the United Nations 17 Sustainable Development Goals. So as part of the Urban Farm Innovation Hub, we built a few pilot farms as a proof of concept to validate the technology and business model. And we started to develop a talent pool. And soon after that, and this was, I guess, late 2020, in the middle of the pandemic, Sunway X Farms was born.
Right. You know, Matt, what are the plans for expansion and potential collaborations you're looking at?
So currently we have 4 pilot farms in Sunway City, KL. And we recently added a demonstration farm at Sunway Pyramid Mall. And these pilot farms were really critical for our R&D and to validate our business model. And I'm really pleased that we are now ready to scale this up. We are already building an additional farm on the rooftop at the Sunway Resort and Hotel and a 40,000 square feet indoor vertical farm in KLCC at our Sunway Tower. We are super excited about this project because it will be the largest indoor farm in the KLCC area. Now, we are looking for collaborations in 2 areas. So firstly, we are seeking collaborators across the food value chain, such as upstream contract farmers who adopt the same principles in producing pesticide-free food, as well as downstream retailers looking to delight their customers with our fresh, nutritious, and yummy food. And secondly, we look for collaborators for our R&D and innovation projects. You see, we didn't just want to produce food. We knew we could do that. but we set out to be a pioneer in precision farming in a controlled environment. With that, we are completely transforming what a farmer's job description looks like. The team in X-Farms, you know, doesn't just consist of agronomists like you see in any other farm, but we have already brought on board a group of talented young software engineers, IT people, and even designers. And they're doing an excellent job. And I'm 100% convinced that it is these young digital natives who are extremely passionate about building a sustainable world and who will indeed grow into the change makers of the agriculture industry. The problem is we don't have enough of them, but it's really amazing to see what our team has already built in such a short time. One of the key agri-tech innovations we are bringing to market is a platform that consists of sensors and data infrastructure to enable our plants to grow in the most optimum climate at any point in time. The platform also automates certain processes, which will allow for a more efficient and streamlined operation. And we had to build this technology ourselves because we couldn't find an existing platform in the more advanced agri-tech ecosystem, such as the US, Europe, or even Japan, because they couldn't provide us with a solution that could solve problems in a more local context here in Malaysia. And finally, I can't say too much about this yet, unfortunately, but we are going to start a collaboration with some established names in the Netherlands to produce soft fruits like strawberries in an indoor environment using the latest technologies. And I'm particularly excited about the prospect to taste the beautiful red, sweet, and juicy strawberries that I so well remember growing up in the Netherlands, and to bring this experience to Malaysia.
Oh, that's really lovely. Okay. So, Matt, you've got, that's a lot of stuff coming up, right? That's a lot of stuff in the future. But let's talk a little bit about what you have going on in the present day. You have two programs running at the moment. You've got Groner. You've also got the Agri-Food Apprentice Program. Tell us more.
Yeah, so the Groner program is actually a subscription for anyone who wants to be part of our community and to receive weekly bags of pesticide-free and fresh produce. The name Groner is actually an amalgamation of the words grow and owner. So being a Groner gives you the security of getting a consistent supply of quality food from the farm. And it also provides you with certain benefits like that of a farm owner. But at the same time, you don't need to grow anything yourself. Our team does that for you. So our Groners get their veggie bags every week, which include a variety of leafy greens and herbs that are freshly harvested from our farm. In fact, within 3 hours from harvesting the produce, it will be in the hands of our customers. It's really that fresh. So on one hand, we have these individual customers who live in close proximity to our farm and want to use it for their own households. But on the other hand, we also serve F&B businesses who started to get an interest in our farms too, because they wanted to enjoy getting a consistent, high-quality supply of our produce for their own restaurants and for their shops. And we are already supplying fresh produce today to a number of restaurants and hotels, including some in and around Sunway, of course, such as the newly opened Gordon Ramsay restaurant in Sunway Resort and Hotel, on which we are extremely proud, as well as other restaurants in places like our Sunway Pyramid Mall. Now, while we were growing our business, we also realized that we needed talent that is unfortunately not readily available here. But being closely integrated with Sunway University, we crafted an apprentice program to train agri talents. And this was not just to learn how to grow vegetables in our urban farms, but to get experience in the entire operational process around it, such as the technologies we adopt all the way to how we serve our customers. And some of our graduates, we have given opportunities to work in our farm, and others started even their own urban farm business. And that's really, really fantastic to see. And other than the apprentice program, we also run regular workshops for the public and for corporates that are looking for fun and interesting employee engagement programs. And who want to learn to grow their own food. Now, you may ask why we are spending so much time educating the future generation while we have this fast-growing business to manage. Well, we strongly believe that this industry can only be changed if we inspire enough people to join us, or even inspire people who want to start their own agribusiness. So we are always looking for ways on how we can, you know, inspire and train more people around us.
Lovely. Matt, stay on the line with us. We do have a couple more questions to ask you, but we also have to take a short break for some messages. So do stay tuned. We'll be continuing our conversation with Matt Van Leeuwen, Chief Innovation Officer of Sunway Group and Director of Sunway X Farms on Enterprise Biz Bytes in a little bit. But here is Two Princes by the Spin Doctors in the meantime on BFM 89.9.
Birkins for Mama. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
This is Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Christine Wong and I'm in the studio with
Frida Liu.
And on the line with us is Matt Van Leeuwen, Chief Innovation Officer of Sunway Group and Director of Sunway X Farms. Why is Matt with us on the line? It's because today we are talking about vertical farming as an alternative to traditional farming as it becomes a little bit more unsustainable. So again, if you want to get in touch with us about this topic before we start to wrap up today's show, we are on WhatsApp at 018-789-8899. We're also on Twitter at BFM Radio. So, Matt, how does sustainable vertical farming contribute to food safety and security in the country? And is vertical farming by default actually sustainable or not?
Okay, let me pull out some numbers to answer this question. The United Nations projected that 68% of the world's population is projected to live in urban areas by 2050. The figure is even higher when we look at Malaysia's urban population, which is projected to grow to 88% by 2050. And with less than 10% of agricultural land allocated for agro-food production and an increasing food import bill that is already close to 60 billion ringgit annually, we simply cannot afford to delay our efforts to increase food security in Malaysia. And we cannot rely solely on traditional farming to solve this burgeoning deficit. And that's why I believe that we need to embrace new technology in agriculture and bring food production closer to the cities through things like decentralized farm. And if we are able to build a collaborative ecosystem, then I think that our local agro-food sector has the potential to significantly increase its contribution to Malaysia's GDP. However, we are all well aware that there is still persistent food deficits due to continuous reliance on several imported products, such as animal feed, cereals, vegetables, even fruits. And also, we don't know how this imported food has been grown. You know, did they use any chemicals? And, you know, and these are things that impose a huge safety issue and possibly public health concern. We see that urban precision farms can help to close the gap as these farms can grow more with less resources, producing clean, fresh, healthy vegetables in a larger volume and with a high quality while utilizing places like existing buildings or land in urban areas. For example, in our vertical farms, we can already generate a 10x higher yield than traditional farms. We use about 90% less water, and we cut carbon emissions and food wastage significantly by actually bringing these farms closer to where people live in the cities. And this is exactly what has played out in my home country, the Netherlands, that has become the second largest exporter of agriculture products. And they did this by investing in continuous R&D to make smarter and more sustainable farms over a period of about 20 years. One last thing to point out, though, is that these urban farms are not meant to replace traditional farms. They still have a role to play. We still need this for staples like rice, poultry, cattle, or dairy and other products. But it can definitely augment these farms and impact food security in a sustainable way. And as highlighted earlier, our urban populations continue to rise and consumers need healthier food options. So really, this is a problem that we are very excited to solve in Sunway X Farms. Right.
Yeah, we definitely need more vegetables. And I like the story about the Netherlands, right? A little tiny country and the second largest exporter. So Matt, what is your vision for urban farms and how can this reduce the carbon footprint?
Well, we have a big vision, and this is to have a smart farm within 5 kilometer reach from our urban communities in Malaysia, which would give any urbanite access to clean, fresh and nutritious food. Now, this is obviously not something that will happen overnight, quite realistic about it. But in the next 5 years, we aim to build at least 1 million square feet of decentralized smart farms across what we see as 4 urban food hubs in Malaysia. And in these food hubs include places like the Klang Valley, obviously, where we are, down south in Iskandar, also in Ipoh and Penang. So these are the 4 hubs. And these are all areas where Sunway already has a strong presence. So it really makes sense for us to go there. And in 5 years, we expect these 4 hubs to yield at least 3 million kg of produce on a yearly basis. And we also believe that nutritious and safe food should be made accessible to all tiers in society. And we are always inspired by our chairman and founder of Sunway, Tan Sri Jeffrey Chia, who likes to say that we can do well and do good at the same time. So we are already working closely with food banks and soup kitchens to donate a portion of our farm yields to the needy, which consists of our B40 communities, the urban poor, and also refugees. Now, urban farming can reduce the carbon footprint by cutting the distance that food needs to travel from farm to fork, and also to eliminate the use of chemical pesticides. I am hopeful that if we truly want to do this as a nation, we can actually become self-sustainable here. And this is not just the government's job, but for this to happen, we really need everyone from government to the farmers, to distributors, to the retailers, and even the educators to work hand in hand.
So Matt, if people are interested in finding out more, can they visit the Sunway X Farms now?
Yes, you can visit us at Sunway Future X in Sunway City, KL, where we have 4 pilot farms and a restaurant called Spago Eats to enjoy a wonderful farm-to-fork experience with yummy, fresh and healthy food from our farm. And on our website, sunwayxfarms.com, you can find more information on our farms and how you can subscribe to receive weekly veggie bags as a growner. And on our website, we also promote our workshops for people interested to grow food at home or for their own community. So either way, come and visit us in person or digitally. We welcome you to join our community of people who are passionate about food and sustainability.
Fantastic. Well, that was Matt Van Leeuwen, Chief Innovation Officer of Sunway Group and Director of Sunway X Farms. I'm really excited to see more of these vertical farms pop up because I think that the technology involved will be a big upfront cost, right? Admittedly, you know, but if we can really get it going and if, you know, there are so many leaps and bounds that are happening in that space, I'm excited to see what the future holds, really.
Yeah, and Matt was saying as well, right? It augments whatever we've got right now. We still need the paddy until we come up with a way where we don't need as much water to grow paddy or whatever have you. But it is just something, and the 5 kilometer thing that I know that I can. So that's just carbon footprint, right?
Yeah.
On transportation of all these.
And that last mile, you know, I think that is a fantastic benefit as well. All right. Well, that actually sums it up, really, for today's show. So on behalf of myself and Frida Lee, you've been listening to Enterprise Biz Bites. And of course, we heard from Matt Van Leeuwen, Chief Innovation Officer of Sunway Group and Director of Sunway X Farms on today's chat about vertical farming. But do not go anywhere in the sort of sustainable trend line of thought, line of chatting. After the 1 p.m. news bulletin, you of course hear the Breakfast Grow replay. Now, formerly known as Plus Solar Systems, the renewable energy company recently rebranded itself to be known as Plus X Energy Holding as part of its pivot to restructure and optimize its business. So CEO Ko Chuan-jen takes the hot seat to talk about their restructuring and the recent JV with Yinsen Holdings, as well as future expansion plans. That is all coming up after the 1 p.m. news bulletin. But this has been Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.